Call to order the assembly meeting of the city and borough of Langville, August 27th, 2013, at 7:00 PM. We have pledge allegiance led by assembly member James Stowe, after which invocation will be given by Karen Morris of the Baha'i Faith.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for having a representative of the Baha'i Faith. I feel very privileged to be here. Before I start this prayer, which I specifically chose for meetings, please know we don't say amen at the end, but we usually say nothing or the name of the author, and I'll say the name of the author, who is the son of the founder of the faith. O thou merciful God, O thou who art mighty and powerful, O thou most kind Father, these servants have gathered together, turning to thee, supplicating thy threshold, desiring thine endless bounties from thy great assurance. They have no purpose save thy good pleasure. They have no intention save service to the world of humanity. O God, make this assemblage radiant. Make the hearts merciful. Confer the bounties of the Holy Spirit. Endow them with a power from heaven. Bless them with heavenly minds. Increase their sincerity, so that with all humility and contrition, they may turn to thy kingdom and be occupied with service to the world of humanity. May each one become a radiant candle. May each one become a brilliant star. May each one become beautiful in color and redolent of fragrance in the kingdom of God. O kind Father, confer thy blessings. Consider not our shortcomings. Shelter us under thy protection. Remember not our sins. Heal us with thy mercy. We are weak, thou art mighty. We are poor, thou art rich. We are sick, thou art the physician. We are needy, thou art the most generous. O God, endow us with thy providence. Thou art the powerful. Thou art the giver. Thou art the beneficent. Abdu'l Baha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we have no community presentations. We do have a certificate of service. Timothy Berberich, Parks and Recreation Board, for his service and dedication on the Parks and Recreation Board from October 2012 to August 2013. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stokes. Christian.
Here.
Jameson. McCloskey.
Here.
Stowe.
Here.
Wiederspin.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments? Item four, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest that's been on the agenda?
Your Honor, underneath 13, actually, underneath concerning Thomas Way Power, I mean, if we're just doing discussion, I can discuss it, but if we do any action, although it's the entity itself, of course, my wife works for Thomas Way Power, so I might have perceived conflict of interest there.
I'm just not sure anything we discussed tonight would be a conflict, because we're not talking about any pay or anything like that, except for the possibility of positions, and we don't know that that's going to be.
Right.
You know, so.
Okay.
I really don't see a conflict.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Number five, consent agenda.
I move to
approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with the asterisk, 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll roll, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough Manager's Report.
There's a written report, and in addition to that, just like to say that we finally got all the funding approved on CASIAR. And so we hope to be able to move forward on that. We've done the design, we purchased the, on a different grant, we've purchased all of the water and sewer, most of it, under a different grant about a year ago. And so we hope, and the plans are basically done, so we are proceeding with getting together with property owners and get signatures where we have to acquire land. We're getting approval by DEC on our plans. And then eventually we'll get ready to bid and get that done. But it's probably, by this time, it's probably going to be something we'll bid a little later for construction to start in first part of spring when the weather breaks. But that's kind of the plan. Okay. And other than that, I think that's about all I have.
Thank you. Borough Clerk's Report.
You all have my report. I do want to remind the listening public that the deadline to file for declaration for candidacy for the seats that are listed is this Friday at 5 o'clock. And there are still a lot of seats available. So if you are interested, please come and see me as soon as possible. Also, the last day to register to vote for the upcoming regular election is September the 1st. That is a Sunday. I will be listing my telephone number with the radio station, and they will be advertising that. So if you forget, you can call me, and I will meet you and get you registered to vote upcoming election on October 1st. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Item 10A, reports by assembly members. Anyone have anything to report?
Your Honor, I'll take a stab at it. Last week, the mayor and I went to Alaska Municipal League in Valdez, and actually it was had a very robust agenda, but it turns out with the fog in play, some of the presenters weren't able to show up, so they actually filled in with some other things. But they actually talked quite a bit on the first day about PERS and PERS liability, and I think the mayor's talked to Jeff about this, is that the state's looking at putting that liability on individual communities, whatever, 12 million, 50 million, whatever the number is. And that could have a major impact on how much a community can bond, because it'll show this liability out there that you owe this money. So it could affect the bond rate. It could also impact, they said, maybe municipal revenue sharing. Not sure exactly how that would impact, but the lady that was talking about it said that could impact that too. So that's something the state's looking at. Of course, I don't know if the city borough or Wrangell can voice our concerns over that. Another thing, there's a bill running through the Senate, I think it's SB 152, HB, excuse me, 152, which is termination studies. And this deals with PERS termination studies. It's a sliding scale based on your payroll. And you'll have to, I can give this to you, Jeff, based on, if you have a $5 million payroll, you pay 20% of the termination cost. If you have a $1 to $5 million, you pay 50%. And then if you have less than $1 million worth of salary base, it's eliminated. So it's based, and it's going through the House right now. So that could actually impact, of course, the same borough of Wrangell. Another thing concerning, there was a good presenter there, the vice president of Premiera of Alaska, Blue Cross. They talked about the Obamacare and the Obama tax concerning retirees underneath PERS Tier 1, 2, and 3. They're considered a Cadillac plan, and it looks like the people that retire underneath those plans will have to pay some type of tax. So, you know, that's coming down the pike. Next year, the Obamacare is implementing the individual mandate, and also if you're a small employer of less than 50 employees. The city borough of Wrangell has more than 50 employees, so that's further in down the road. Of course, what's coming down from the state, as everyone knows, is they're doing deficit spending, which means they're spending more than they're taking in. And I think it was $330 million this year. Next year, they're looking at higher deficit spending, where they're going to be taken for the constitutional budget reserve. So, you know, getting money from the state is going to get more and more difficult. And, of course, the state's going to be looking at doing some type of cuts there. Something else that's, let's see here if I have it. Another Senate bill, SB 90, school district employee health insurance. Now, it's, you can, you know, the school district employees could be rolled underneath the state, Alaska Public School District employees could be underneath their health insurance plan. Would cut maybe the school district's costs. You know, if it's through the state, there's some benefits, there's pros and cons here, and I'll give this to Jeff. Of course, the pros are allows the state to negotiate a more favorable plan due to the economy of scale. State and districts both benefit, allow standardized health care for all districts, time and effort required by district to secure and negotiate a health plan is eliminated. Estimated cost is $1,389 per employee per month. Of course, there's some cons that would be required, and there's actually about 10 cons here. So I meant there's give and take. And so I thought it was very informative. There's some other, like I say, most of the some of the energy programs ladies that were supposed to be there, she wasn't able to show up at redistricting. There was a person that was going to be there from the board, Alaska Redistricting Board, that wasn't able to show up either due to the weather. So there were some other ones that would have been very good. There's some federal, the NACO guy, he was there on federal issues, and then we also had Miles, I can't remember his last name, from Senator Murkowski's office that talked a little bit about it. But it seemed like the first day mostly centered on PERS, because everybody else wasn't able to show up. And the second day was on federal issues, so I don't know if Dave has anything else to add, but that's what I remember.
Pretty much covered it, except for our adventure getting home.
That's true. We were fogged in on Friday morning, and so we got to see more of Alaska than we had before.
Anyone else have any report? I'd just like to say one thing. I'd like at this time to publicly thank Southeast Construction for grading Shoemaker Bay parking lot. We really appreciate that. A lot of people have contacted me and make sure that they were know that that was appreciated. Item. Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did they volunteer to do it? Or did we pay them, or?
I think, you know, not really. They were under some kind of agreement that they would clean up, you know, what they, but they went way beyond what they had.
The reason I ask that is thought maybe we should write a letter, a verbal letter to them of appreciation for doing that. I mean, if they took the extra effort, so I'm sure they'd like to have a thank you.
No,
I mean, they're a company.
Good point.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further? Item 10B, acceptance of resignation from Assembly Member Christy L. Jameson as Assembly Member on the Borough Assembly.
I move to accept the resignation from Assembly Member Christy L. Jameson as Assembly Member on the Borough Assembly.
I'll say it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Very non-poll, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 10C, appointment to fill the two vacancies on the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have no letters of interest on that. Is there anyone from the public that has an interest in that?
Don is.
Would you consider that?
Yeah, I put in a letter already.
I thought it was for the appointments after the election. I apologize.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you. So I guess we do.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we appreciate your coming forward, and without objection, we'll go ahead and appoint you to the seat there. Thank you.
Which?
Planning and Zoning.
So we have, still have one.
Which one is the, is it for the unexpired term, 2014 or 15?
14.
14, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we still have one vacancy on the Planning and Zoning.
I believe that one expires on 2013.
Yep.
You have a choice.
Yeah, I thought it expired 2014. That's the one I want.
That's two of them.
Perfect. I'm so glad you were here.
10D, appointment to fill a vacancy on Economic Development Committee. Do we have any letters of interest on that? And the next item, 10E, appointment to fill a vacancy on the Parks and Recreation Board. No letters of interest on that. So we just continue advertising. Item 11, persons to be heard. We have one person to be heard, that's Warren Edgley. It's on, subject is Thomas Bay Power Authority. Would you like to speak now or wait till that subject comes up on the agenda?
I just want to speak now.
Okay.
I guess for the record, Warren Edgley, 209 First Avenue. I read Jeff's memo, and correctly, he points out this is a very complex issue. And I'm not sure that you people, or anybody local, is really qualified to come up with the answer. I'm not suggesting that we get rid of SEPA. It's an option if the other communities would go along with it. But SEPA, unless there's some regulation over that body, and there doesn't appear to be any, because they say if they don't like the way a member votes, they just get rid of him. They also talk about doing away with the ruling about a unanimous vote. Maybe some of you remember, but I was given the wrong information on how to get into the phone system at that meeting, where we decided that we'd create a SEPA. I kept getting the wrong access code. And then we had a politician come down and browbeat some people into going to vote to create SEPA that wouldn't have. And without my vote, it would have been a 6-6, or a 3-3 tie if that council person or that assembly person had stayed true. But anyway, SEPA is kind of running crazy, and it's an irrational organization economically. They're talking about making it more irrational. The Swan Tie Intertie is not part of either project, and there's no component in the rate structure to cover the cost of operating, owning, maintaining the intertie. And all the benefits, I'm not going to say 100%, but 95% of the benefits go south. And they're talking about making it worse. You know, we last winter had a capacity problem at Tyee. The general manager here, the load was in Wranglin, Petersburg, was bumping up against 19 megawatts. Any problem could have knocked the whole plant down. Now SEPA's talking about raising the dam at Swan 15 feet. It's not going to create any more water. It might save a little water from going over the dam, but what it's going to do is they take water in the summer from Tyee, generate electricity with it, send the electricity to Ketchikan, and allow them to save water to use in the winter and not run Bailey as much. And they're also talking about a diesel protocol where they're going to want Petersburg and Wrangell to subsidize the cost of diesel for Ketchikan. You know, you got to figure out what SEPA isn't. It's not a government agency. It's not an electric utility. It's the same as a private business. And I believe Wrangell needs to take some steps to bring SEPA under control. You've got to have influence. It's a joint action agency. It's the same kind of an agency that Thomas Bay Power Authority is. It's created under the same law. By the way, that law was created just to create the Thomas Bay Power Authority. Anyway, that's all I have to say. But I do think you need to hire somebody, an independent consultant, to look at this whole issue and get you people the correct information so you can make an economically rational decision and a political rational decision. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 12, unfinished business. Item 12A, approval of the revised 2013 Wrangell Medical Center personnel policies. This is an item that was tabled at the July 23rd meeting. Pardon me? I would entertain a vote on that, or a motion on that, so we can have some discussion.
Your Honor, I move to take from the table the motion to approve the revised 2013 Wrangell Medical Center personnel policies as required by the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, I think there's a few items that still need to have housekeeping on it, and I think they're important, and I think we should table this action again until further time that we can have some corrections looked into and make some recommendations.
Your Honor, we have a motion to take it from the table. I'd like to amend my motion to move it to unfinished business. Actually, I think we have to vote on that motion first, take it from the table, before we can move it to the next meeting.
Just you withdraw your motion.
Why, it wasn't necessary to do
it.
The motion.
Discussion.
Okay. Pam had some items that she was concerned about in there, so her and I met with the, initially with the committee that, portion of the committee that worked on these and discussed those today, and I think they were going to try to implement those. But the process is, and what's what's difficult is they have to get our input, then it goes to their committee to implement that, then it goes to their board, and then the board has to do it and take action and approve those things before it comes to the assembly. And so there's certainly, there's some things in there that they really need to address, and so they want to try to do this as quick as possible. And what they requested is that any comments that we do have, if we could get them to them by the 6th of September, which is, I believe, a week from...
Next Friday.
Yeah, week from Friday. Then they would have time to get them to their committee, deal with that, get them to their board, approve it, and then we could bring it back to on the 27th, or 20, what is it, 22? 24th, I'm sorry. So if we could have those, if any of the assembly members could get those to Kim, and if you have any questions and would like me to, Dave had one that he'd like me to check in on with the attorney, if you give those to me, I can try to get answers. If they're just clarification kind of things, Pam had some of those that she just thought left some vagueness to them that they felt we should tighten those things up. Those kind of things I think can easily be done. But if it is you think it's a legal issue, you know, I certainly can get that to the attorney and see what he has to say. But if it's possible to get them by the 6th, otherwise, what's probably going to happen is going to delay it another month till the end of October. And like I said, there's some things in there I think, you know, they want to, they've been on this for a long time and are trying to get it hammered down finally. So if that's possible, if you could get those to Kim or I, we would appreciate it, and we'll try to get them on, and then we can take action, if you would like, on the 24th of September.
So it's the motion amended and to postpone this item until the September 24th regular assembly meeting?
I think we have to do the take it off the table and then make another motion, mm-hmm. I believe. I don't think we can amend the motion to take it off the table.
Okay, so can I, should we do a poll vote?
We'll poll vote on that. And then.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Your Honor, I move to place this item underneath unfinished business at our next regular meeting in September.
24th. Have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.